The front line. What does it require to be on the front line for Jesus? It takes someone with the courage to go to the broken people and announce the good news, determined to tell the truth, that Jesus is the only one who can rescue souls from this crumbling world. Why does it take courage? It's easier for people to believe what they can see. Most of the world is wrapped up in the belief that science and numbers don't lie. Our generation feels so smart because of scientific discoveries. But what if they are wrong? What if Galileo was wrong and the world really is flat? What if we were really created as humans instead of evolving from apes? What if we trusted in Jesus instead of the so-called experts? While the experts tell us it isn't safe to go out without a mask, and wear one inside while you're at it, Father's continuous command is to have no fear. No fear. None. Most of us have serious issues with fear. Have you met him? He's one of Satan's most effective weapons. Fear can paralyze us, as we have already witnessed. We're scared to go around loved ones. We may make them sick enough to die, even if we don't know we're sick. Is Father not able to save them? Are the viruses of this world more powerful than Father's saving ability? Who are we depending on? The government says we should listen to them and they will take care of us, get us a vaccine and send stimulus money for staying home and becoming one of the lazy people that the Bible says don't deserve to eat. It's been proven in other countries that when people are cared for by the government, they have no need to seek the Lord. How sad to think the government of this world can truly give us all we need. It is the God of the universe and his Son Jesus who are able to provide in all ways. Father tells us what to wear, our war equipment, because every day is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:12 through 18 describes our daily dress code, and it covers us from head to toe. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be distressed, for I am your God. I give you strength. I give you help. I support you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Ask Father for the courage to stand against the things he stands against. If you aren't sure what those things are, it's all in the pages of the book. But if you ask him from your heart, he will lead you. Don't be afraid to stand out. Christians are supposed to look and act differently.